Okay, so a protest here in Oakland last weekend, and I need to go for several reasons. I need to make noise. I need to see my people. I need to join my voice to theirs and say never again. Never again. You will never, ever, never, ever murder another one of us with impunity ever again. Ever again. Every life will cost you dearly. I need to let the powers that be know. Let them understand fear. That without justice, you too will no longer rest in peace. And yes, black lives do matter. I want all of this, and as much as I want it. My kids, they burn even hotter. My daughter, my son. And things happen. We can't have them going to protest alone. So we go with them. And COVID keeps its distance. Dual calamities. So instead of marching hand in hand, we join a procession of cars. And when we pass over the ridge toward the bay, and I can see the protest we are a part of, I want to weep. Hundreds, thousands of cars, of bicycles, motorcycles, people of all kinds, all colors, all ages, beeping, honking, shouting, waving handmade signs out of the window. I see you, students for George Floyd. I see you, artists demanding peace. I see you, Vietnamese for Black Lives Matter, screaming back light at our national darkness as far as the eye can see. People for miles and miles and miles and miles. Look! Look! I want my kids to feel this. I need them to have hope. Even as I've lost my own. Today on Stamp Judgment, Big Blue Line. Real stories from real people facing down our nation's original sin. My name is Glenn Washington, and I am not the only one with kids in the back seat when you're listening to Stamp Judgment.